And I'm Jackie Yamanaka at the YPR studios. State Representative Tom Woods of Bozeman says there wasn't one specific incident that was the tipping point that caused him to enter the Democratic primary for Montana's lone U.S. House seat. He says he's frustrated with the direction the country is currently heading. This includes the millions of dollars it takes to run for Congress. Woods says that overshadows stances on issues or his legislative record. Still, he says, he won't be deterred.
This race isn't going to be won with money. You know, the incumbent, Mr. Gianforte, has millions of dollars of his own money. We're not going to beat this guy with money. We're going to beat this guy with ideas and with a plan of what we are going to do in the United States Congress to make life better in Montana.
Woods also isn't deterred by the growing field of opponents in the Democratic primary. He thinks he has as good a chance as anyone, saying none has an obvious advantage when it comes to name recognition. He thinks his record in the Montana legislature distinguishes him from the others.
I have successfully passed bills that stood up to the utility companies. I've taken on hospitals. I've taken on special interests. And I think that distinguishes me from the rest of the crowd.
Woods joins another three-term legislator, Kathleen Williams, also of Bozeman. Billings attorney John Heenan and a former land trust director, Grant Keir of Missoula, in the Democratic primary. And on Saturday, former Billings legislator Linda Moss is set to formally announce her candidacy. The winner of the June Democratic primary will face off against first-term Congressman Greg Gianforte next fall. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.